And what I'm saying this morning is, do we know what our special relationship is in this community? What causes the passion in your eyes and your voice when you talk about this church community? And if you don't have passion in your eyes and your voice when you talk about this church community, we got to figure out why, folks. I like something that our bishop said at conference. I refuse to be a pastor of a dying church. And I'm not saying this church is dying by any means, but we got to figure out where we're going. Amen? We got to figure out what our focus is. Amen? And we have to hone in and go. We need to choose to excel at certain things that we, this church family, can have Christian pride in that are attractive to newcomers or the unchurched in the community. We need to obviously be ourselves because nothing works when we're not ourselves, right? But we need to practice that, excel at that, have Christian pride in that, get excited about that. Well, I know one thing for sure. I don't want you to misunderstand at all. I believe that God's favor is upon this church congregation. Amen? Mm-hmm. This community is doing things that just amaze me without end. Totally amazes me. We have no reason to be afraid. Moses says in Deuteronomy 31, "It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." Amen? You see, God is going with us. God is before us already preparing the way. We only need to look ahead. Like Paul says in Philippians 3, "Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead." Those of you that have seen me in writing in my newsletter, in the newsletter and such, lean forward into God's Spirit. Remember how many times I've said that? We need to lean forward into the wind that God provides, into the future that God has already set aside for us. Whatever God says it is, we need to say, "Amen. What do I need to do?" Right? I believe that each of us have a God-given talent and potential. I believe that when we work together, we have God's supernatural power behind us, where the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Amen? When we work together, I believe it's like music, where there's overtones and undertones whenever music is sung in tune, right? And it's greater than just, for instance, in my quartet, it's greater than just four people singing. There's a lot of parts that are behind. It's like a chorus is behind you. The church is the same way. You see, I believe when we work together, we are like these stained glass windows, folks. Each of us individual, we're just a pane of glass. Now, it's not what Brad said about me in the concert. I'm just any other pane. We are just a piece of glass. But when you put us together and God's power shines through, isn't that beautiful? You see, that's just the way we are as a church. But we're more beautiful than any stained glass window. When we do what God has called us individually to do, God's power shines through this entire church. And we, oh man, we're a powerful presence. We have beauty that we cannot even describe. Because we allow God to shine through our lives. Well, you've probably been wondering what the ribbons are for that you have. At least I hope you've been wondering. The ribbon that you've been given represents the talent and potential that God has given you. I would like you to take a minute and think about your talent or talents. Most people have more than one. Most people have more than one. But I want you to take that ribbon in your hand. I want you to think about all the talents and all the gifts that God has given you.